The Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Do we begin now? Should we begin now?
Let's get it on, as they say in boxing. And just boxing, really.
What's the thing they say?
Let's get ready to rumble. But yes. You can't say that because he owns the rights to that.
What a twat. Okay.
Yeah. Apparently a very nice bloke. People have met him that I know have said he's actually, you think he'd be a twat, but he's actually a very nice man with good hair. But
okay,
he does own the rights to Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Prepare yourselves to take your tops off and roll around on top of each other.
Yeah.
That's better, isn't it?
It's more niche.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, you know, they'll go down in the in the WBO super middleweight title decider. I don't know.
I know, but outside of that, you wouldn't know this, Mike. But as a young boy, I started a thing called the Rollover Championship. Originally, they were known as Yahweh fights, based on the fact I went to a
Yahweh, not the Hebrew name for
Jesus.
Lord God.
Yeah, Yahweh. That's the one. Yeah, we started Yahweh fights. That was around the back of science block. That was me and two other lads. Eventually, this evolved into the rollover, which there, at times there are up to 15 of us. And by this point, we discovered drinking. And what we'd do is we'd go up to someone's house, we'd put the Small Faces on the stereo.
The band, you mean?
The band, yeah. And then we'd turn off the lights.
You didn't put Small Faces on?
No. I mean, we had relatively small faces because we were younger.
Yeah, you were younger, weren't you? Mm. And you haven't got a big face as an adult.
No, it's like a pea.
It's mostly forehead. And
a pea with biro marker on it. You
know? Very small, gathered tiny features.
Green, mutated.
Gathered around a small nose.
Yeah, and a tiny mouth, like a slit. But we'd all get
third nostril.
We get the small faces on, and then we'd all roll around on top of each other. The aim of the game being, in the dark, what you have to do is get on top of
your opponent.
Just
to clarify, John, this is all pupils, not pupils and staff, yes?
there were no staff, but...
So I know you went to a Catholic school, wondering.
Yeah, there was one fella who was very interested in the way we dressed.
Caretaker.
He liked to adjust. Ah, right. Sylvester child molester, caretaker.
Real name?
Strangely enough, no. Terry.
Okay.
Terry.
I was going to say, because how we get through the vetting procedure, I'd never know.
Yeah.
Even by Catholic school standards.
Yeah, Terry was brilliant.
What's your name, please? Sylvester the Child Molester.
Sylvester Child Molester.
Oh, sorry, Sylvester.
So that was his
Sylvester.
First name and his second name, according to us.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get the small faces on. We'd roll around on top of each other. Then what you'd have to is you had to place your hand...
Boner.
No. Your hand over the eyes of your opponent and say the word sensory deprivation three times, which meant they were out of the game. And it came down to the last two.
Say game, it's more of a sort of weird... Yeah. It's a sex play, isn't it?
It's to a certain extent. I never got stiff, but I can't speak for all the other lads. You know, it's just the way it is. You know,
statistically, a couple must have.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I think it's fine because we all wanted to do it. So
also, well, 21st century, John.
You can
it was the 20th century.
But you could still
an enlightened age.
Yeah. You could do more or less what you liked, you know. So, but if you are having a do and you've got family around or mates, try the rollover. It's brilliant.
Yeah. So just to bullet point it then for the listeners.
Mm.
So you get your mates around, turn the lights off.
Yeah.
Roll around on top of each other.
Yeah.
Try to put your hands over each other's eyes and shout sensory deprivation.
Three times.
Okay.
Three times. And then it comes down to the last man. Last man standing.
Or woman.
It would have been really dodgy if we'd had a woman involved. I think it was just best that it was just kept as young lads.
Okay.
You know.
Up the woods or in school?
Well, funny enough, when it was Yahweh fights, that was near the woods, round the back of Science Block, but it did progress
young
to...
Young boys near the woods.
Tra-la-la-la-la.
La-la-la.
Hey!
Young boys near the woods.
Yeah. Tra-la-la.
La-la-la-la. Young boys near the woods.
I've just got to say... The tradition now seems to be we're free and easy on the highway of life. Our favourite song is playing. You're driving the car, I'm the passenger. What's the song today, Mike?
What should we have on today? Let's have a bit of By the Rivers of Babylon, where we sat down. Yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion.
Classic.
Carry us away, captivity.
Come on.
Requiring from us a song.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how can we sing the Lord's song? Woo! In a strange land.
Hey!
Now, weirdly, even though that's, I was doing that in a non-offensive, mild Jamaican accent.
Yeah.
Boney M, of course, were English-speaking German band.
Yes, they were. And the man from Boney M, I was fascinated with him. I'd love to sort of hang out with him.
His wonderful hair.
And those tiny panties.
Great hair.
Tiny panties. It would have been great in a rollover championship because there was a lot of skin.
A man in Russia long ago. It was him, wasn't it?
What a brilliant guy. What a brilliant guy. Do you know what I'd have?
People look at him with terror and with fear, but to Moscow chicks, he was such a lovely dear. That one, that bloke, yeah.
Do you know what? If I had the money, I hope he's still alive. I'd pay for him. I'd get him over to my living room. I'd get a Small Faces CD. And do you know what I'd do to make it extra special? Right?
Play the Yahweh game with him?
I'd play Yahweh, yeah. Rollover champions. But I would dress up as Bane from the Batman films. And they'd film it, and it would be on YouTube, and it would be absolutely...
Go on, do a bit. Do a bit of Rasputin, but as Bane.
Ah, rah-rah Rasputin, lover of the Russian queen. Welcome. Tell me, Boney M man, have you ever rolled round on top of another man whilst listening to the Small Faces before?
Oh, those Russians. That's obviously the last line when he's... Rasputin's been stabbed and poisoned to death. Like the real Rasputin.
Yeah. I'd love the idea of having a Bane mask. I'd have like a sort of... Do you know Del Boy from Only Fools and Horses?
Two young boys in the woods, but it's Bane.
Young boys up the woods, fa la 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 la. Young boys up the woods, fa la 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 la. Young boys up the woods, fa la 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 la.
Yeah.
They look like young boys up the woods.
Yeah, it's good, then, isn't it? And then I can imagine, I don't know, really. Well, all the lights go off then.
All the lights go off. Bloke from Boney M comes in. He's got those tiny white pants on. There's a bit of a light brown stripe up the back because it has been hot and sweating, but it doesn't matter. We get in, Small Faces.
He's amongst friends, isn't he?
Yeah. I've lost my shit. Oh, dear.
You're smoking weed, you dickhead.
Completely lost my shit. Absolutely brilliant. And we haven't even started talking about all the ghosts and all that shit. Fucking fantastic.
Oh,
oh, lovely. Woo! Oh, I'm sweating and everything now. I'm wearing jeans. It's really heavy on the legs.
I've got to pick up my mate Alan, who listens to this.
Yes.
He listens to one of the other pods I do, the Distant Pod as well.
Yeah.
We went on a little trek around Brecon. For charity on the weekend, 13 nice. Miles of walking.
Yeah, up the woods.
Alan will say 12, but it was literally up the woods.
Yeah.
Although we were all middle-aged, to be fair.
You're still a young boy in my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was telling the other walker with us, our other friend, Richard.
Yeah.
Listen to the Demon Pod.
Oh, that's good. So that's
Demon Seed, I should say. Demon Seed Pod. Listen to the Demon Seed Pod, he said.
So that's basically, you know what he's done, don't you?
What?
He smashed that like button.
He subscribed big time.
I love it when they subscribe.
He loves it.
I spoke to, we're treading on dangerous territory here because when a podcast starts about some people talking about some people they know and everyone else is excluded, you know.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about anyone else.
Well, I've got to say,
they're not paying for it.
That's true. There's a fella in America called John Gold who's a big fan as well. And I've got to say big up to him.
Yeah. Big up, John.
John O'Goldo. Big him up.
Where does old JG live?
Somewhere in America. Fair play.
Lovely. It's nice there.
I love that bit of America. It's my favourite bit. All the bits are great, but that bit where he lives is fucking cracking. Lovely
like
weather.
Peru or where is it? Guatemala?
States
of America.
Yeah, that bit of America that's, classic it is. Great.
The one from the films, like?
Yeah, yeah. He's got a cowboy hat. He's got a gun. He's got like a big truck. He's got all that shit. So it's
does
cool.
He wear a white vest and shout "Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers"
a lot
as well?
Yeah, he does that.
I'd love to live there.
I'd love to go to that bit of America as well. I mean,
I like the American accent, just the one accent they all do.
The one standard, yeah. Hi, everybody. This is John Dickweed, a.k.a. The Master. I just want to say y'all are fantastic. I've got my gun. I've got my shirt. I'm going to take it off. I'm going to try your English game of rollover, man.
They can take my gun when I pray for my goddamn cold, dead hands.
Before they do that, I'm going to make sure I'm putting my hands over someone's face. I'm rolling over that guy.
I'm going to be putting my hands all over your body. I'm going to be putting my hands down your panties. I'm going to be putting my hands on your little tiny butt crack. I'm going to be having a good time all the time. That's right. I'm going to take my posterior to the exterior and play with your interior. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go up to the local technical college. I'm going to get me a pack of condoms. I'm going to practice putting them on.
That's going to be a fine time. Yes. He done a cum all over his pants.
Either. Right. He dropped some kind of fluid on his pants. Lick it off. Test it. See what it's made of.
Oh, shucks. This tastes real salty.
Hi, TC. That type of thing. Yes.
Okay, yes. TC.
Hi, TC. I'm a cat with a jumper, but I ain't got no trousers on. I ain't even got a cock and balls. Oh, God. Oh, top cat.
And then go for a coffee with the hobby of Cagney and Lacey, you know?
Christine, he's got to jump around with no penis and balls.
Listen to me, Mary Beth. The guy's got no cock and balls.
What do you mean? That's some kind of flap of skin? What is it? It's just completely smooth, like the side of a road, I tell you. Oh, my gosh. The sweat is coming off me. We haven't
if
even...
my answers frighten you, you must stop asking scary questions. You know, that sort of stuff.
Oh, it seems
they
to
all
be...
speak, don't they?
Yeah, all of America. That's just the voice of America. Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get myself a bubble bath. I'm going to get inside of it. I'm going to wash in between my legs. Then I'm going to film it and put it on YouTube.
Hey, you make sure you put the talcum powder between your toes. Otherwise, you get some goddamn fungus.
You know what he had? He had a fungal infection up his toes. He didn't clean it. It went up his legs, up his knees, onto his ball bag. He ended up dying of a fungal infection. Oh, God, I've lost my shit again. I haven't even gotten into the main crux of this one today. And it's nothing...
crux.
Oh, my God. This is... I'm sweating so much. Oh, God. I mean, I should try and shoehorn in the reason we're here.
Oh, well, yeah. And if you're new to the podcast, we are a... fairly focused paranormal podcast, don't we?
Yeah, that's what it's all. I mean, already we've built a great fan base by focusing.
We've got dozens and dozens of people already.
Yeah, and we really look at, you know, the world of people getting their tits eaten by aliens, ghosts.
Well, actually, that was an alien getting her tit eaten by a man.
It was, yeah, you're right, actually. That has haunted me ever since. That really was.
Yeah.
But I've got something for you this week that will really...
You're pleased to know that I played our most recent pod before this to my 11-year-old son and my daughter in the car the other day.
Yeah.
And they were particularly amused about the part where I was blowing up Uncle John using a piece of bamboo and I stuffed some driftwood up your anus to stop the air getting out. And I was straddling your naked torso and then I wore you as a pair of trousers to your mum's house for Christmas dinner.
Not a bad lad. Just doesn't know how to behave.
Yeah.
The words of Mr. Pugh, who after we did that podcast, I received some messages from people who remembered Mr. Pugh in all his glory. I forgot to mention that
play.
Mr. Pugh...
You couldn't make it up, could you? You could not make it up.
No. He did have a terrible car crash, but survived a few years later.
Sorry.
Great guy. Absolutely fantastic guy. Talking of... Fucking hell, this is a good one today, mind. I mean, they're really getting their money's worth. And by money's worth, I mean fuck all.
Oh, yeah. No wonder it's fucking free. I got to stop swearing. I'm going to monetize this prick. Anyway.
I don't. I have no idea. Who's going to pay for this? Who? Not me.
No one in the right mind.
I mean, I wish they would, but...
Yeah. Get some T-shirts done or something.
Well, not a bad lad, just doesn't know how to behave. Yeah, you know, that's not a bad idea.
The markup. Should we look to make a pound of T-shirt? Pointless.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is, what if we just say, all right, we haven't got a Patreon, but just send £50 to £100 whenever you're ready, you know? 50 to 100.
We'll just draw. I refuse to call it a Sharpie. Get a marker.
Yeah.
Draw on a T-shirt you've bought for yourself. Not a bad lead, just does not behave.
Yeah.
And then send us the 20 quid.
Classic. Absolute classic. Well, about 20, 50 to 100, I think.
Well, 20 each. Me, you and producer Reese, that's 60 quid.
Well, let's say 150 quid per T-shirt, so we all get 50 quid each.
That's, well, go on, that's fair enough.
Yeah, okay.
The beauty of that business model is, and the American guys will know this, John will know all about this, because he's a capitalist.
John Gold of America.
We got no overheads.
No.
So we haven't got to hold any stock, because they're just going to deface their own T-shirts and then pay us for it.
All the stock's up here in my brain, Mike, and yours. Two brains for the price of one.
Classic. That's another T-shirt. Two brains for the price of one.
Two brains.
Yeah. Draw that in a T-shirt for yourself as well.
Come round my house for a rollover. And
yeah, there we go.
There you go. That's a classic T-shirt. And then it's got your...
I went to a rollover John's house. Not like I was a shitty T-shirt.
No.
Draw that on your T-shirt and then send it to us.
Or I went for
a
rollover...
the T-shirt.
I went for a rollover at John's house and all I got was sensory deprivation.
Yeah, times three.
And on the back, from the bloke from Boney M, whilst he was in the arena with Bane from Batman.
Yeah.
There you go.
Write that on a T-shirt. Yeah. Send us the cash.
Oh, Michael, it seems you've come up with a fantastic idea. I've hired a caravan in West Wales. We could spend some time there to brainstorm. Perhaps you'd like to roll over with me whilst we do it.
Hey, man, that just sounds absolutely peachy.
That's what they speak, I believe.
It is, all of them, all in all of America. I better get into the...
Good news, my little fat buddy. That's what they speak in Dukes of Hazzard, which is a different part of America.
Yeah, but that, again,
that's
is
a county.
That's a good voice. That is a
Anus?
Anus.
All that sort of stuff. Yeah. I thought his name was Anus.
God, a classic. Just a big quivering
I
anus.
Mean, people will... I'll tell you what. If you're 45 plus and you remember the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
You'd be laughing at that last bit.
I tell you what, if you're under 45, you'd turn this off hours ago.
Oh, yeah.
But anyone else is really getting into this.
Yep.
All the Dukes of Hazzard boys. I mean, I'll be talking about...
We don't mean the crappy Hollywood remake.
No, none of that shit.
The original one.
Yeah.
The original Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Yeah.
The original Anus.
Yeah.
The original Daisy Duke.
Uncle Buck or whatever he was called. That,
Uncle Jesse.
That's the one. Get him in.
And then Bo and Luke Duke.
Yeah. They were perverts, yeah. Weren't they? Disgusting.
Good looking boys, man. Very tight jeans, I remember.
Yeah. Well, obviously into rollovers, weren't they? Yeah. You know, the tighter the clothes, the harder they are for your opponent to grab during the...
Hey, if it was a game of rollover with Daisy Duke.
Yeah.
Bo and Luke Duke.
Anus.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Yeah.
Boss Hogg.
Yeah.
Scooter from down the car mechanic place.
Yeah.
And, of course, Uncle Jesse.
And the bloke from Boney M. And Bane from Batman.
Bane. Big party, wasn't it?
That would be Small Faces CD, get it on. Turn the music on, roll around, sensory deprivation.
Give me a Small Faces song. I keep thinking of Rod Stewart and the Faces.
Hang on a minute. There's one.
Google it. But Reese can... While we're doing this, Reese, in post-production, just put a bit of hockey music or something.
Yeah, just... Okay.
Oh, that's... He said he can do it right now.
Brilliant.
He's going to do it in post.
Okay, that's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah. You just Google it. What are you Googling?
You got Ichiku Park, Lazy Sunday Afternoon, which again, almost the cheeky cockney.
Oh, your Chromebook's gone funny again now because you're trying to go on your phone at the same time, aren't you?
Oh, fucking bollocks. Hang on. Can you hear me now? I've turned it off.
I'll Google it. What do you want to Google?
Oh, wouldn't it be nice to get on with my neighbours? But they make it seem quite plain, they got no room for ravers. I'm taking my pants off,
this
I'm
is
rolling
not coming
on the
through,
floor.
There's even more.
Is that better? I'm turning video.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, stop video.
It's going to just decrease your bandwidth there, John.
There you go.
What does that sound?
Now, okay, I'm back.
No, I can just see myself now, which suits me, though, the grill.
That's all right, that's okay.
I missed a song then. Did you like a sort of Kirk, one chirpy, cockney little ditty?
A rinky dinky doo, a rinky dinky die day. Oh, wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
To get on with me neighbours.
That one?
Yes.
Oh, that's it, get on, yeah.
Lazy Sunday afternoon, get that.
Was that the Small Faces?
That was the Small Faces, I believe.
Well, that was the Kinks.
No. They were
Small Faces song.
All or Nothing, do you know that one?
Sin Soldier, Here Comes the Nice. What You Gonna Do About It? Shalalali.
Yeah.
Song of a Baker. Ichigo Park, yeah.
Yeah.
All or Nothing.
Classic.
Yeah, I mean,
all the classics.
Stan. Mad John, one of their songs, mate. I'm sure you're...
Yes.
Sounds right up your alley.
Yeah, right up my alley, that is. Right up.
Bam, thank you, ma'am. Guess what that's about?
I think it's about...
There's a song called Come On Children. That's awful.
That is disgusting. That is disgusting. Anyway...
singing again, which is good. I think it adds another layer to the podcast.
Basically, I'm cursed because I'm in a different country from the last recording, right? I'm on a better computer.
Right.
I'm on a different Wi-Fi network.
Yeah,
it's not working.
Sounds fine, though.
Maybe if I just get... Oh, for fuck's sake. Every time my son uses the car, it comes back stinking like a filthy ashtray.
I think cut straight to the paranormal stuff before you completely lose the signal.
Oh, right, are you ready now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get to the meat and bones of it. We've spoken about rollovers. We've enjoyed doing the universal accent of America. Yeah. We've just had a great time so far.
You apply for a job now, you can say, when it says, can I do an American accent? I always just tick it and say, yeah.
Yeah, straight off. American accents, yes, both of them. Easy.
Yeah.
Absolutely piss easy.
This is Mike Bummins reading for a part of Dave. Now, Dave is an accountant who works in a financial firm in Manhattan.
Yes.
And Mike, here we go.
Hey, man, what's happening? I've been checking out your spreadsheets. I think they're mighty fine.
Like that sort of thing.
That's
and then you
good.
Get the job then.
That is strong. That is really good. That is really good.
My name, David Cohen. Yeah, that's right. I'm a big, big time accountant in the city of Manhattan.
Hey, everybody. I got to say... I just want to say this guy is fantastic. He's one of my favorite accountants of all time. He's got spreadsheets coming out of his asshole. That's what I'm saying.
You got the job.
Oh, fantastic.
You got the job.
Well, let's delve into it. I mean, some of the paranormal fans. Let's go. I'm no stalker. Psychic taxi driver shock after student claims he must have watched her get dressed. Tony Cole, 60, says most of his passengers enjoy it when he gives readings. But teenage girl was spooked and accused him of stalking. He's a pervert, basically.
Definitely.
Under the guise, you know. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's it.
No, go on. No, let's delve into it.
Okay.
Give Tony a chance.
Yeah. All we are saying
is give Tony a chance.
Lovely. Happy Christmas. Tony is over. A psychic taxi driver has insisted he's no stalker after a teenage girl complained he knew too much about her. God, this is it's dark. Tony Cole, 60, is well known around Teesside for offering readings to his customers. But the Ormsby dad of six has found himself in hot water with the Middlesbrough Council's licensing authority after a complaint. Mm. A college student was said to be so distressed after the borough car's driver dropped her off, she reported her concerns to a teacher. Mm. Mr. Cole said he... I can't believe what happens next. Mr. Cole
not
said...
Not funny.
Not funny. Not funny.
Not funny. Go on. Shut up.
Mr. Cole said he told the girl, thought to be in her late teens, about how she got dressed that morning on the journey, but he knew it through his psychic abilities.
Well, can we make her at least 19 for the story, please?
For God's sake, it better be. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He told Teesside Live... It totally shocked me.
Well, I'm not saying that if they're 19, you can stare at people getting dressed. I'm just saying this sounds doesn't sound as bad.
I think if
bad.
Yeah.
It's bad either way.
Yeah. Really bad.
It is demonstrably bad.
It's sick. It's just sick, that is. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with inviting a load of people around to roll over whilst listening to the Small Faces, you know.
Oh, God, no.
Because you've invited them.
And nothing wrong with getting undressed. I get undressed every day.
No, I do it loads. I do it loads, you know.
I watch my wife get undressed.
Yeah.
That's fine too.
And that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. But this.
We've been divorced for 10 years, but that's fine.
Those holes in the wall are still working.
Hey! Come on, no, we don't. We're happily married.
Good. He told Teesside Live, "It utterly shocked me. I thought, oh my God, you couldn't make this shit up. I picked up a customer and I must have been telling them stuff. And I've scared the life out of them. They've gone into the college crying and the teacher said I must have been stalking her. The teacher said, oh my God, he must have been in your bedroom.
It's Dirty Tony.
You dirty, dirty Tony. How are you, Tony?
Dirty Tony's been at it again.
How's that taxi driver going? You're still spying on the young girls, are you? Tony is the only taxi driver around here with a stepladder on the back. So when he's dropping you off, he can spy on you when you go to bed. Outrageous.
Oh, Tony. You're still a dirty bastard, huh?
Oh, right, dirty bastard. I found out he was spying on him, like filming it. Then he was inserting himself.
Oh, come on, Neville, man.
He was inserting himself in the exhaust pipe of his car, watching the videos of him and dressing like dirty bastard. Outrageous.
You dirty German bastard, Tony. Oh, no, he's not German. But if it had been Oz.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, if he'd have been Pet, it would have been having a right popular German, probably, wouldn't it?
Great reference for the over 45s.
And then Timothy Spall had gone, all right, now, calm down now, Oz.
For God's sake, Oz.
All right, then, Oz, calm down a bit, mate, will you?
You know, just because you've been spying on people in your taxi cab doesn't mean you're a pervert, although technically it does.
Yeah.
He said, I told her that when she stepped out of bed, she'd put some clothes on.
Just say, John, just jump in for a second to say,
yeah,
if you're in your late 40s, you'd be absolutely loving the Ovid His Own Pet stuff we just did.
Cracking stuff. Cracking stuff, you know. Ah, when you kiss the dames and you don't know the names, that's living all right.
Yeah. Or on a fence.
Yeah, classic. When you spy on the girls, when you drop them off home, that's being a peed. Classic. He said, I told her that when she'd gotten out of bed, she'd put some clothes on, then decided she didn't want them on, then she'd swapped her clothes. I was telling her about a brother, and I think it must have been too close to the bone. So what he's saying here is he's watched the brother undress as well.
Oh my God, what's Tony doing?
Now, this is the bit where it really gets a little bit sinister. Whilst he openly... just a little bit.
Didn't start well.
Whilst he openly admits he's been in prison 4 or 5 times, Mr. Corn insists he's no stalker and says most of his passengers enjoy it when he gives readings. 2 decades ago, the cabbie said he woke up on his 40th birthday hearing voices, and he's been practicing spiritualism ever since. He's a regular booking in Teesside pubs and clubs and says everywhere I go, I've got people raving about me. Adding, he has ambitions to get on TV, which I think he will very soon.
Yeah, he might be.
For all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine whatever it's called. Hindsight Tonight or something.
Yeah. He calls himself the Chubby Brown of spiritualism and says he put something different into it, adding, I did a show in a seat in Carew a couple of weeks ago and I had them all pissing themselves. Mr. Cole said...
I mean, just to clarify for our foreign listeners.
Yeah.
Chubby Brown, of course, being a fat, a.k.a. chubby.
Yes.
English comedian.
Yes.
Who prided himself in his racist and sexist brand of comedy.
Yeah. I mean, you can look up Chubby Brown and you can really enjoy some of his unique... Yeah. Comedy routines. And when I say, I say unique, I mean just shocking. Shocking, yeah. I think is the right word.
Yeah. So we've got your fat bastard, etc.
Yes, yes. So it's nice to see a sort of paedophile taxi driver who prides himself on a racist comedian causing people to piss themselves. That's class. Mr. Cole said he'd given a statement to the licence authority about the complaint and is nervously awaiting the outcome. He added, I love my job. I love telling people things. It makes me happy. I can't afford to lose my job.
It gives me a raging boner, like. It gives us a raging boner telling stories to all the bins in the back of the cab, like.
What I'll do, right, is I'll wait till you're outside your house and you might not even have like, asked for a taxi, right? But I'll pull up, right, and I'll say, are you right, pet? You look like you're struggling with those shopping bags. I tell you what, I'll give you a free ride in the town. Then what I do, right, is I get the bags in the back in a boot and I get them in and I drive up the woods and kill them.
No, this is where the money is, mate.
Yeah.
True crime podcast.
Yes, there you go.
This is what we're talking about, John.
Yes, this is it. We've just hit pay dirt.
People love this.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Fucking they love this shit. True crime.
Do you know what I mean? I've got a brilliant idea here. We call it Not a Bad Lad Podcast. And we look at people who we don't think are bad lads, but they've done something wrong because they didn't know how to behave. That's brilliant. All right.
Oh, great.
Well, let's... do we end there and leave him on a cliffhanger for next week's tune in next week for Not a Bad Lad doesn't know how to behave, or you know what.
Well, you're gonna ask me if I think that the bloke actually hears voices from the other side or anything first.
Oh yeah, shit, of course, yeah. Mike, where do you stand on taxi drivers who make lewd comments at young girls?
I think they're bad people.
Yeah. What about a taxi driver who claims he's only made the comment accidentally because he woke up on his 40th birthday after being able to hear voices, which are from the other side?
I think he's a bad person and a liar.
Okay. But what would you say if he... All right, he'd made some lewd comments to young girls, but apparently they were via voices from the other side, which he started to pick up from the age of 40, and that he was a moderately good comedian who built his sort of entire stand-up routine on that of racist comedian Roy Chubby Brown, and has, in his own words, had the audience pissing themselves. What would you say about that?
Had the audience pissing himself.
A Geordie comes on stage. Good evening, everybody. Great to be here tonight. I just want to say, I'm doing a bit of stand-up comedy, right, in the style of Roy Chubby Brown. So starting off, right, how you doing? And you be the crowd. How you all doing out there?
How are you, Chubby Man?
How are you? Great to
tell
see
us
you.
A joke, you fat bastard.
Oh, I'm getting cetera, the mat, mate. I'm getting the mat. Great to see a couple of white faces in it tonight. I'm not a racist, but I am.
Chubby man, do your Venus name pet stuff.
Right, I'm getting the lot. I mean. I'm getting the lot. First up, I want to do this.
Hey, Chubby, what about some transatlantic material for all your American fans?
Hang on. I'm just doing it now. Hang on a minute. Wait. I pissed myself. Thank you very much. Good night. And that's it.
Thank you very much. Put your hands together, please, Mr. Chubby Brown.
Not quite Chubby Brown. It's a psychic paedophile, Tony, from Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, that was a very good episode, and I think if anybody...
Very strong.
Yeah. If anybody does want to smash and like...
I think if people have Googled Paranormal Podcast and producer Reese has made sure we come near the top of the algorithm.
Yeah.
They're going to be...
That's a really good one.
Loving this.
That is a really
like some sort of 25-year-old sort of... paranormal enthusiasts from America, renowned for their sense of humour and their irony.
Yes.
They're tuning into this and just loving it.
Health.
All their mates.
Yeah, they're going straight in. I'm expecting to be cancelled soon, but... until then, we will strive to bring quality content like this. I think, should we sign out...
Content's the key. Content.
Should we sign out with another classic... let's pick a location. You pick the model of car. Let's figure out where we're going to go. And let's just, you know.
Oh, okay. Let's put us in. What should we have? Let's just travel in a bit of style. Let's have a... What about a nice 1965 Corvette?
Classic. What colour is it?
Sky blue.
Brilliant. And we're going to drive...
Cream leather interior.
Absolutely cracking. We're going to drive to Rochdale. You and me, free and easy on the highway of life. What's the song on the stereo, Mike?
What was the London Boys song? Remember that one?
The love of my life. My life. It's something like that.
Not that one.
Okay.
I know how to sing. I was a male stripper in a go-go bar. I was a male stripper in a go-go bar. I was a male stripper in a go-go bar. I was a male stripper in a go-go bar. In hot cap drag. In Leatherman stag. I dressed to please, I stripped to tease. I was a male stripper in a go-go bar. I was a male stripper in a go-go bar. I was a male stripper in a go-go bar. I was a male... Working after hours. Tip summer G-string, made my living. Was a male stripper in a go-go bar.
Classic.
I was a male stripper in a go-go bar. I was a male stripper in a go-go... Is the camera started?
Yeah, I've done it. I did it. I'll do it again.
Strip for me, babe. Strip for you. Strip for me, cause I want you to.
Oh, I've been sick. Turn it off. The demon sees.
Broadcast, you must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon sees.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.